Hello and welcome to the How Not to Screw Up Your Kids podcast, the bucket emptying episodes. So, pour yourself a cuppa, find a comfy seat, and enjoy the conversation. This bucket emptying episode is a short, simple one, and is simply the power of yet. This very small three-letter word is incredibly powerful. And if you've been an avid listener of me and the podcast, then you will know that I've mentioned this before, and it relates to the work of Carol Dweck, who's a psychologist at Stanford University. And she's very interested in this idea about the difference between a growth mindset, which is this notion of understanding that the brain is a muscle, and like any other muscle, the more we flex it, the more we practice, the stronger that muscle becomes. And the idea about a growth mindset is that you tend to view skills, attributes, characteristics, learning as a process where you just have to keep working at it. You have to keep practicing, which is completely the opposite of the fixed mindset, which typically tends to view achievement, success, learning as something that is innate within you. You're either good at something or you're not. There's no way of changing that. And that three-letter word, the power of this gorgeous, gorgeous word, yet, is simply a way of reframing your children's language. So let me give you an example. I can't fly an aeroplane. It's true, I can't fly an aeroplane. But if you consider it in the context of a child that might make a statement of, I can't do maths, I can't write, I'm not very good at reading. Yep, these are definitive statements. And of course, as someone who you know is incredibly passionate about the power of the brain and what we tell it simply recreates our reality, you can imagine if we are simply telling ourselves day in, day out, and repeatedly within the same day that we can't do something, then that creates the soil, the belief system for which, you know, our children grow. Now, I can't fly an aeroplane. But I don't tend to talk about that in the same level of regularity that your children may talk about themselves not being able to do a particular thing. So this is where the three-letter word comes in. And I'll be honest with you, I did used to use this with my children, and it used to irritate and annoy them initially, but the message eventually got through. So when I change the narrative from I can't fly an aeroplane and I add yet, it becomes I can't fly an aeroplane yet. Doesn't change the fact that I can't change that I can't actually fly an aeroplane. I can't. But by simply adding the word yet, I've taken it from being a definitive, absolute, categorical statement to something that could change over time. It's not a skill that I possess right now, but it is something that I could possess later. So how do we use this with our children? Well, we simply, when they make those statements, we simply add the word yet. So we paraphrase back. I can't do maths yet. I can't do simultaneous equations yet. I can't learn my vocab for French yet. I can't ride a bike yet. I can't do front crawl yet. Whatever it is, we paraphrase back to our children, but adding the yet. So we take it away from this is definitive. This is part of who I am. I cannot do it. To adding yet, which creates this whole language and vocabulary around possibilities, around the option that should we choose to work and flex that muscle and exercise it regularly, that it would then become as strong as the other characteristics that we possess, the other skills, the other attributes, the other aspects of who we are that are already part of our character. So it's a really simple yet. Now, obviously, there is likely to be a little bit of sort of backlash from your children. They're likely to say, well, why do you keep doing this? Or that's so annoying, whatever it might be. And that's where the Sunday planning meetings come in, or the sit down conversations of, I've noticed that in the past, you're not always kind to yourself in the language that you use. And you put yourself down, or you say that you can't do something. Whereas I know that in the past, when you have found this difficult, but then you practiced, it got easier. So all that we're simply doing by adding the word yet is almost retraining your brain and helping you retrain your brain to the possibility that you may be able to do this. What we're not trying to do is go head to head with our children. What we are just trying to do is open up their mind to the language that they use, beginning to create that very specific reality. So try give examples of things that they have actively sought to overcome themselves. So things that mattered to them that they practiced. They don't have to be anything related to the very specific area that they keep being critical of themselves of, but we're simply trying to demonstrate to them that when they've really applied themselves and practiced, they've been able to overcome, and this will be no different. So it may well be you'll give an example of the somersault that they've been practicing on the trampoline. It may well be a certain level within a computer game that they've been playing, or a certain aspect of graphics that they use on a computer, or sketching something in particular, or any other thing that has really mattered to them, because then we can demonstrate that with practice in an area that they have enjoyed, that has come. And we also want to acknowledge that by adding the word yet, it's not suddenly going to mean that they're going to magically be better. We're just opening their lens to that whilst accepting that it's going to be hard work, that they're not necessarily going to get it right, that there are going to be times that they're going to find it really difficult, and that's okay. Things are difficult, and that sometimes that they will find it more straightforward than other times, and that there'll be peaks, there'll be plateaus, there'll be all of these aspects of them acquiring and learning that skill. But just at that basic level, if we can add that very powerful three-letter word, yet, we can give them and expand that opportunity for them that they restrict when they make a statement without yet. So I hope you find that particularly helpful, that just three-letter word. And please do let me know how you get on with it, because I have found it in the past to be incredibly powerful. And just as a slight add-on at the end is, be mindful that you are also doing it. So if you are going to pull your children up on them using yet, then ask your children to do exactly the same for you. Because what we tend to focus on, we get more of, we amplify. And so if they're focusing in on your statements and adding yet to you, that will also be consolidating their learning, flexing their growth mindset muscle too. So I hope you find that helpful. And of course, please keep me posted. Let me know how you get on. As ever, if you have enjoyed this episode and all my other episodes across the podcast, I would be eternally grateful if you could rate, follow, and review this podcast so that others can find us and we can spread the love. So until next time.